Sutton.
Great.
Hey, Michael, it's Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good morning, Michael, Richard.
Good morning.
Good morning, Michael, Cindy.
Good morning. Everybody's here.
Jim, can you hear?
Good Jim, night, Bob. Can you...
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great.
Jim, where are you?
Jim is out of the country.
I'm working.
With a fly rod in hand, right?
In Mexico.
Is that the wheelchair thing?
Okay, we got to get started, guys.
Let's go.
Cindy, if you want
to...
Okay,
we'll call this meeting to order. This is the special meeting of the Fish and Game Commission for April 21st, 2009. Mr. Carlson?
So right now we've got... I believe if there's anybody at any of the locations that from the public that wants to speak, please write down or let us know how many folks from the public at the remote locations. Richard, you have one.
Yes, I do. But he is just signaling he doesn't want to talk at public commentary. Yeah.
Okay. And any others at the remote locations?
There's nobody with me in Ontario.
Three members of the public with me, but they don't want to talk about it. They'd like to talk about it, but they, you know, whatever they got to say.
Okay, so I'll take that as a no from Jim. And everybody else, there's a no?
Yep.
Okay,
right.
Good. All right. In this room right now, we've got one speaker card, John. If anyone else wants to talk, please give us a card as soon as possible. This teleconference call is audible at the public addresses that we have on the...
John, excuse me, may I ask if you have someone in the Sacramento office there at your public commentary who is with the Los Padres Forest Watch or associated with them who will be speaking on item number 4?
Yes, we do.
Okay, then Mr. Kuiper will... I have Jeff Kuiper down here.
Yes.
Executive Director of Los Padres Forest Watch, and he will defer to that person, Jeff?
Yes. Okay, so we can start with item number 1, discussion and possible adoption of proposed changes to section 7.00 and 7.50, title 14, DCR related to Central Valley salmon sport fishing. Commissioners, you have a agenda analysis which gives you a summary of the issue. Did the department have anything they wanted to add beyond that? Talkie, why don't you sit at the table so we can, if it's all right. I mean, I can't.
He's trying to deal with two phones, Sonky. That's multitasking.
Sonky's all plugged in. I mean, if the answer is no, you could just nod no. But the answer, no?
Yeah, there's a proposal.
So there's no change from what you heard at the commission meeting 2 weeks ago.
Any public comment on this item?
Any
commissioner
so.
Comment on this item?
No, I'll make a motion to approve it.
I've got a suggested motion from staff.
Okay. Go ahead.
Fish and Game Commission, pursuant to authorities vested by sections 200, 202, 205, 215, 220, 240, 315, and 316.5 Fish and Game Code, and to implement, interpret, or make specific sections 200, 202, 205, 206, 215, and 316 Fish and Game Code, hereby amend subsections. And there's about 20 subsections that are listed in the agenda analysis. I'm not going to read them all in. They're in print. They're in print, and they were by reference referring to all of these subsections of Section 7.50, Title 14 CCR, related to Central Valley salmon sport fishing as recommended by the department.
Okay, and so Dan, you...
And I'm sorry, I forgot to remind everyone, for teleconference calls, we are required to do a roll call vote. So after you get a motion and a second, Cindy,
okay, so
I can...
Okay, so Dan made the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Richards, seconded.
So I'll go through the roll call. Commissioner Richards?
Aye.
Commissioner Sutton?
Aye.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Kellogg?
Aye.
Commissioner Gustafson?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Move on to item number 2, discussion and possible adoption of proposed changes to subsection B 91.1 of section 7.50, title 14 CCR, related to Klamath Trinity salmon fishing regulations. No changes since what we heard 2 weeks ago at the commission meeting. And we have no public speaker cards on this. I've got a suggested motion if we're ready.
Yes, please.
Suggested motion, Fish and Game Commission, pursuant to the authority vested by sections 200, 202, 205, 215, 220, 240, 315, and 316.5 Fish and Game Code, and to implement, interpret, or make specific sections 200, 202, 205, 206, 215, and 316.5 Fish and Game Code, hereby amend subsection B 91.1 of section 7.50 Title 14 CCR related to Klamath Trinity salmon fishing regulations as recommended by the department. We have a motion and a second.
Okay. Does someone want to make that motion?
I'll make the motion.
So move.
Roll.
Second.
Second.
I think we got.
I'll let Jim second it.
Jim on the second.
Okay.
Roll call.
I have one question on this one. John, you there?
Yes.
I have a question on the second, or I guess it's third paragraph, you know, after it shows the bag limit, three Chinook salmon, only two fish over 22 inches. Then third paragraph under that, third line, it says the bag and possession limit is zero. Is that correct? Says the Trinity River from 200 feet downstream of Lewiston Dam to the old Lewiston Bridge is designated as wild trout waters. Only artificial flies with barbless hooks may be used.
Yeah, that section, what we're hearing from department staff here in the room, Dan, is that section of river is catch and release only. So that section of the river, it's a wild trout stretch.
Okay, I want to be clear.
Yep.
I just want to make sure that's correct.
Yes. Thanks for pointing that out.
Okay.
So we have motion and
motion
a second.
Second.
Roll call vote. Commissioner Richards?
Aye.
Commissioner Sutton?
Aye.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Kellogg?
Aye.
Commissioner Gustafson?
Aye.
Okay, moving on to item 3, discussion and possible adoption of proposed changes to section 27.80, Title 14, CCR related to ocean salmon sport fishing. We have no public speaking cards and no changes. Department indicates no changes from what you heard at the last commission meeting. If there's no commissioner discussion,
okay.
I've got to
read the suggested motion.
Sure. Suggested motion from staff, the Fish and Game Commission, pursuant to the authority vested by sections 200, 202, 205, 220, 240, 316.5, and 2084 Fish and Game Code, and to implement, interpret, or make specific sections 200, 202, 205, 316.5, and 2084 Fish and Game Code, hereby amends section 27.80, Title 14, CCR related to ocean salmon sport fishing as recommended by the department.
So,
we got a motion from Jim Kellogg.
Second.
Second, Mike Sutton.
That was Mike.
Okay. Roll call vote. Commissioner Richards.
Aye.
Commissioner Sutton.
Aye.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Kellogg.
Aye.
Commissioner Gustafson.
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Okay. That brings us to the fourth item on our agenda, possible adoption of findings and consideration of proposed projects or alternatives and possible adoption of tag quota changes, clarifications, and urgency changes for the 2009-2010 mammal hunting regulations. I believe the department does have a few changes from what we heard at the last meeting.
The most, I'll kind of cover them in general categories. If you have any questions, I have staff here, or even perhaps I could answer some of them.
Sonke, could you speak up just a bit, please?
Yeah. Since your last meeting, the department has provided you with some changes, most notably the quotas for deer, antelope, elk, and bighorn sheep. So you've been provided a set of quotas based on the original ranges provided you. They're all within the ranges we noticed. The changes are relatively minor everywhere. We've had some decreases in some of the X zones and a few increases, but substantially no changes. The other item that's changed since we last talked was based on all the testimony we got on the bear season that's proposed under Section 365. Based on reviewing those comments, the department, the correspondence and the testimony, the department's recommending that you delay action on that one, not take action at this meeting, and we'll come back to you. And we request that you ask us to come back to you during the on cycle, because it's going to take a little bit of work to deal with all the issues identified. So basically, there's not enough time for us to deal with the issues identified we have currently, and that we do to the next cycle with another try.
Okay.
Yeah, next year's cycle. That would be the 2010 mammal regulation cycle, commissioners, and that really kind of gets kicked off officially in February of 2010, although we normally do some scoping in the fall, so the fall of 09 will have some agenda items to scope that and get ready for that. But then the official, we usually go to notice at the February meeting, 2010.
Do we vote on these separately?
I do have a separate motion, suggested motion on the neg deck, and then a separate one on the full package after we've taken public comment and more discussion.
Okay.
I have one other change that the department's requesting under 708, again, based on testimony received at the meeting in Lodi. There was some confusion about what the draw system would do on those D zones and C zones. Based on that testimony and our thoughts, we're also asking you that not to adopt that specific section. And I have Melchior, if you need specific, how you might want to word that, since we still want some of that adopted, but the DC thing we want delayed, or to come back to you next year. Again, the commission hasn't heard a full explanation and presentation on the deer tag draw system, big game draw system, and I think that would be essential for you to really understand what the proposed changes were intended to do, and without that, I don't think it's a good approach, so we're asking delay on that.
Delay on that process.
Yeah, no action on that.
Okay.
And C and
no
D,
action.
Is there like a sentence or two that needs to be read into the suggested motion on that?
Can you come up?
Or if just circle it and give it to me if you want. I'll when I go to the suggested motion.
Yeah. And as a reminder, under the muzzleloader hunt section, there's an option the commission has to make a choice on whether the one power approach or whether the basically the doctor's note model.
Right.
So we are asking the commission to choose one of those two.
Okay. Commissioners, do you have any questions?
Yeah, on the muzzleloader, this is Dan, on the muzzleloader, I do have a question on that. Why wouldn't on option two, why wouldn't we have the one power scope versus any scope? Why isn't that the way that option is presented, which is what I thought we had talked about?
Oh, so if I understand correctly, why is it restricted to one power?
No,
what I'm saying is why isn't it restricted to one power?
It doesn't restrict it.
Oh.
It, the way this thing is, it doesn't say one power. It just says...
allow them.
Doctor's note.
Yeah, a doctor's note, and they can have any scope. It says with a scope, fourth line down.
Yeah, I had the same question, actually. The option, what we're being asked to decide between is either a doctor's note, and then you can use any scope, or you can use a one-power scope with no doctor's note.
I agree, Mike. And, Dan, that's the way it looks like to me.
And I thought what we had discussed was if we were going to have, we were going to require some kind of a medical, you know, clearance, note, whatever, but only on the one-power scope. We're not going to let them have a full scope. That's crazy.
We're looking at the full, this is Adriana, we're looking at the full, Stockton's looking at the full eyesore right now. It could be that the excerpt that is in your analysis, it's only a summary portion, so we're double checking to see if the public notice specifies the magnification.
I'm more inclined to go with option two, subject to it saying one power scope.
I'm not crazy about these scopes at all, but if we're going to do it, at least I want to make sure that there's some proof of need.
Well, might I suggest that we take public comment and then discuss this, let staff look this into this very detailed, because if it's not in the eyesore, I'm not sure we can do this today without a re-notice. So, but we're going to take a...
I just have a question, though, for the department. I understand, Dan, your concern, but would not potentially... I mean, the issue here is an ADA issue, and if potentially somebody needed more than a one-power scope, wouldn't we be creating some of the same controversy we had before?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Okay. Go ahead, Richard.
Well, the reason I say that is that I understand your concern, Cindy, and I think it's very well placed. The reason that one power scope is essential here is that if someone gets magnification and they are ADA and it's an ADA compliance, they have in fact magnification on what is now an extremely sophisticated rifle.
John Fisher wants to
say. And that is, to me, wrong.
Yeah, I'm in basic agreement with Richard. I don't know that it's extremely sophisticated. It's just far more sophisticated than they used to be.
Well, they're darn near every bit as good as a regular rifle.
Yeah, and that is true, and that's the whole point. If we're going to allow any kind of scopes, then we've got to really take a look at why would we have a special hunt for muzzleloaders.
Exactly. I agree entirely, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Commissioners...
I've
talked with our staff. They've assured me that they're fairly confident that we can do the one power scope with a doctor's note. So if you want to make that change, staff is indicating that we think we can accomplish that.
Accomplish that within the notice?
Yes.
So we could do option two with the addition of a one power scope?
Yes, Commissioner Richards. I believe that's yes.
Without going to additional notice?
Yes.
Okay. Did any commissioners have questions on other items? Okay, then Sankey.
Yeah, one point of clarification just to avoid any further confusion. On the Section 365, I need to make clear that not only are we not asking you to not take action on 365, but also the neg deck associated with it. Just to
Right.
make it clear.
Right.
Commissioners, you're clear on that?
Yes.
You're asking us to not take action on the neg deck?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, I'll have a suggested motion in a second on that.
Okay.
We have one public speaker card. Sir, if you could stand closer to the microphone when you speak, that would be great. Or if you have a loud voice, that's great. Bill Yates, and we limit the time to 3 minutes.
Madam President and Commissioners, my name is Bill Yates, and I'm with the law firm of Kenyon Yates, and I had previously sent on April 16th a comment letter on the negative declaration that the Department of Fish and Game prepared, and I'm here on behalf of Los Padres Forest Watch just simply to restate our positions on the Department's negative declaration that fundamentally, we don't think that it provides the necessary baseline information about the black bear population in San Luis Obispo County. And because, really historically, the department has prepared functional equivalent environmental impact reports for these kind of new or reopenings of hunting seasons, we think it's appropriate so then much more detailed information would be provided about the black bear population, especially on the issue of removing the 1,700 black bear limit on the question, probably would require kind of looking at the overall bear population since the department has looked at that issue, especially in light of issues like global warming, which has to affect black bear habitat, the cumulative impact of other things that are occurring to black bears. So for the reasons stated in our letter, we just feel that this issue shouldn't be presented to the commission, and we, on behalf of my client, we support the department's recommendation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Yates.
It's good to hear your voice again, Bill. Been a long time.
How have you guys run into each other before?
Bill worked on sea otter matters in the past. He's an experienced wildlife attorney.
Sounds like he's a global warming expert to me.
Any other comments, commissioners, or questions? Okay, John, do you want to read the suggested complicated motion?
There is. We need just about 1 minute here. So, 1 minute break for just a second, folks.
Well, also, I'm going to be requesting that the department respond to Mr. Yates' letter.
Okay.
Verbally.
You mean right now?
Yes.
Oh, well, why don't you guys go forward with that line of questioning? I'm not saying you might need to get some clarification because
okay.
I'm seeing confused looks here.
As a response to the letter of Mr. Yates' letter of April 16th.
Of April 16th, with respect to the baseline information that Mr. Yates asserts is missing as okay. required in the neg for a neg deck.
Okay. Ann, are you going to respond to that, or Sankey?
I am. It will be an unfortunate response, so I'm sorry that the department's really not prepared to respond to the letter at this point. We received it last Thursday. We have had a chance to look at it, but don't have an in-depth response. And actually, we haven't yet even had a chance to plan how we will respond, either in the short term or the long term.
But I think your response is evident in the change in the motion today, that there were enough questions asked that we, you know, and that's the whole purpose of CEQA, going through these processes, for the public to be able to raise those concerns and the commission to act accordingly. So, Richard, are you satisfied with that?
I am.
Okay. And I think John and John are still looking at
we're about ready and just
how to word these changed motions this morning.
Well, that we can do that right here. Okay, on the neg deck, we have a suggested motion from staff. Fish and Game Commission hereby takes no action pursuant to Public Resources Code Section 210865B5, I can't read the writing here, sorry, to adopt the proposed negative declaration prepared to address possible amendments to existing regulations governing bear hunting in California as found in CCR Section 365, Title 14. CCR Section 365.
John,
yes.
John, do we really need a motion to take no action? If we just don't make a motion, it has the same, that's the same, that's the equivalent. So I would suggest we just don't make any motion.
If you take no action, the one thing that if you want to put on the record, we have also part of this is that the commission hereby directs the department to bring forward a similar proposal with during next year's regulatory cycle, and they've already indicated they're going to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need to have.
Well, that's my point, I guess, is I'm completely supportive of the department's action here. I just don't think we need a motion to recognize it.
Who's talking?
That was Mike Sutton.
Mike.
And,
what's your
recommendation? I don't believe we need a motion to essential. For the commission to not adopt its negative declaration.
Okay.
Correct. So we're getting agreement from the department's attorneys in the room with Mike Commissioner Sutton that it's not necessary to have the motion.
But we would still have to have a vote of the commission by roll call, right?
No.
No vote. There's no motion.
Not if we don't have a motion.
All right.
We'll just revisit this next year during the, my understanding is during the regular mammal regulation cycle.
Yeah. Mammal reg.
But how do we prove that that was the action by the full commission when we're not video?
Well, we're on audio.
Okay.
Don well, Cook, and we have lots of audience here, so everybody will hold us true to our word. Here, Don.
Yeah. Well, they never have in the past, Cindy. We've gotten away with bloody murder.
Commissioner, sure. Don Cook, and I want to also point out, I believe it was Mr. Carlson or perhaps it was President Augustus that said that next year is a normal regulatory cycle for mammals, so this item is appropriate there, and I appreciate the same with the deer tag issue. The other thing that was mentioned is as part of that regulatory cycle, we seek direction from the commission prior to the February meetings So there will be ample opportunity to, during the scoping process of the mammal regulation process in general, to let your wishes be known to the department at that time as we're preparing that cycle.
Is that the same Don Cook who is no longer the acting director of the department?
Congratulations.
No, sympathy, I think.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yes, the Senate voted last, I think it was Thursday, to move my, to confirm me. So that was a very nice and humbling vote by the Senate.
Well, you have the same unanimous vote from this, I bet, from this commission, too. Don, you're a great guy. Thank you.
Okay.
Who did that?
Congratulations, Don.
Hello.
I have a suggested motion that's going to be somewhat complicated. There's some things that we'll start with. I want to let the commissioners know as options that will be no change options now. And basically, at the end of the motion, it will just say department recommendations. And these are three of the department recommendations on no change. So by not taking action on the negative deck, all of the suggested changes for Section 365, Title 14, which was related to bear hunts, will be no change. And then in addition, on the muzzleloader, my understanding is that the commission is...
Commissioners, excuse me. We're running on this, and it's tough, but we're doing it on the fly. We're asking you, staff is recommending that you adopt both options for the muzzleloaders. This will allow us to require the doctor's note, and that will allow for the use of a one-power muzzleloader scope with a doctor's note. And we believe that we can implement that. We're pretty certain that we can implement that with the Office of Administrative Law and make that work out. So we're asking you to adopt both options on the muzzleloaders. That would require a doctor's note, and it would allow for the use of a one-power scope.
But it is limited to one power.
Yes.
Yes,
Mr. Kellogg.
And the language, okay.
That will put the language together to have that happen, yes.
Okay. And then the last department recommendation related to this overall motion would be the no change for the C and D tags, and I need a sentence here to clarify that for
yes.
you.
It will be the no change alternative for issuing deer tags with the exception that the low-demand D-zone hunts will be issued upon request using a second deer application. We have regulatory language that will work. The staff is recommending that you go forward with the proposal to refund deer application fees,
yeah, we don't need to go
establish
into
criteria,
that.
And the rest of the of that basic regulation.
So if that's all clear enough, I will go with the proposed motion, which is a whopper.
Okay, hang on for 1 second. I have one question. What is the fine, or if you're caught using a scope greater than one power, or you do not have a proof from a doctor that you're allowed to have it, or that you need it, actually?
Commissioner Richards, this is Don Cook, and Chief Foley is not with us today, but my feeble memory from when I worked in the field was each court has a bail schedule, and it depends on the bail schedule in terms of what the actual fine would be by the court, and then additionally there's additional court charges off of that. So I'm not sure if this is a tweener, as they call them, or if this is a misdemeanor, but it's typically. Bail schedules are set in advance for all Title 14 steps by the various courts.
Okay, and so this would fall under a current process, i.e. Title 14, that use of a scope that's not authorized or has more power than it's supposed to, the criteria for that?
That's correct. It would be an illegal, essentially at that point, an illegal method of take.
All right. Someone have send that to me. John Carlson, make that your job to make sure someone gets that to me, just so I understand what the penalty is.
Okay.
Sure.
You got that, Cherry, in the notes. Okay. Any other discussion?
Yeah, I actually have a question. Don, do you have any, which is going off of what Dan's concern probably is, do you have any, does Nancy have any probably anecdotal discussion about the various district attorneys and their track record in actually taking these courses, these cases to court?
I don't know if we have that information. I know that the chief and our Office of General Counsel have done numerous educational meetings, not only with district attorneys and their staffs, but also with the judges in the system to emphasize the importance of not only hunting and fishing violations, but environmental crimes, especially some of the actions we've reported in past commission meetings with herbicides and other issues going on with some of the marijuana cultivation stuff. So we do an active education program, but I'm unaware if we have any specific data on a county by county how things work. I think it's very complex with workloads for the district attorney's office and, you know, crime rates at that particular time.
Thanks, Don. The reason I brought it up is that what, you know, we can pass all the laws we want, and if the local DAs, for various reasons, don't slam these people when they actually do get caught, you know, it's the whole thing is for naught. And I wanted to point that out for the record so that any NGOs who are listening to this understand that any protection they think that we're putting on the forested areas or wherever is often for naught, simply because local district attorneys won't do a damn thing about it.
Right.
Richard, it's Mike. That's a chronic. You've identified a chronic problem, and I'm sure that Chief Foley would agree if she were here that, you know, educating not only prosecutors but judges as well on the seriousness of some of these wildlife violations is an ongoing challenge.
Well, I agree, and one of the things that I would strongly recommend to any listening NGOs is that one of the great services they could do to California's wildlife would be to do a study of that and expose these DAs for what they are.
Hey, Cindy?
Yes, Jim.
I'm being told I'm on the way there, but I'm going to lose my connection any second. So
okay.
If you guys lose me, you're going to have to end up voting without me.
Are we ready, commissioners, or did you want to have further discussion?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Okay, so John's going to read a complicated motion. Hang in there, and we'll try to get through it.
And all of the items I've discussed already, no change on bear hunts, no change on C&D, and then the two options on muzzleloader are included as department recommendations in this motion. Fish and Game Code. A Fish and Game Commission pursuant to the authority vested by Sections 200 and about 14 other Fish and Game Code sections that are incorporated by reference that are in the written materials, and to implement, interpret, or make specific Sections 200 and 26 plus other code sections by reference of said code, hereby adds, amends, or repeals regulations of Title 14 CCR amending sections 265, 353, 360, 361, 362, 363, 364, not 365, there was no change on that, 555, and 708 as part of this review of the 2009-2010 mammal hunting regulations. The commission also hereby directs staff to prepare a notice of determination consistent with the approval of these projects and adoption of associated regulations. This notice of determination is to be filed with the Secretary for Resources pursuant to Section 781.5, Title 14 CCR, and Section 21080.5 of the Public Resources Code. Note the regulatory language will be included on the Commission's website.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Sorry, I couldn't tell who that was.
Richard.
Richard, thank you. Second?
I'll second.
Dan. Thank you, Dan. Or is that Mike?
That's Dan.
Okay, thanks. I thought so, Dan.
Roll call vote. Commissioner Richards?
Aye.
Commissioner Sutton?
Aye.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Kellogg?
Aye.
Commissioner Gustafson?
Aye.
5-0, motion carries. With that, if Commissioner Gustafson wants to end the call, I think we're ready.
So we'll stand adjourned to our next meeting in May. I don't remember the date right off the top of my
13th,
head. 13th and 14th. We'll see you all then. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.